Go ahead.
I'd like to call to order the April 3rd meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Beth, do we have anybody by phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. I'm sure everybody's had the opportunity of reviewing the agenda. Any additional items to add?
I move we adopt the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. As far as the minutes from the last meeting, even though they were lengthy, I think, again, a lot of it had to do more with the review of the materials that we were going through and so forth, along with the addition of our two new members. Anybody have anything else to add on the minutes?
We're going to have a chance to walk through these. That's not part of the minutes, right?
We have that again as far as the agenda today.
That's right. Okay. No, I have nothing then.
All right, so do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All righty, thank you. All righty, public comments. Assume we don't have any this evening. All right, so old business. 5.1 was a continued discussion of iPads/computers for agenda packets. So just to kind of get the new members up to speed on this, if you observe a town council meeting, there's no paper involved. They work directly from iPads and use that to follow the agenda. It's also bookmarked to have immediate access to a lot of reference materials so that if questions come up, council members can have access to that information rather quickly. We had discussed the possibility of utilizing that same approach from a planning and zoning standpoint, and then decided, given the fact that we were going to have two new members coming on board, we tabled it for the last few months and are just bringing it back up now. There's pros and cons to it. Obviously, there's an expense involved if the town needs to provide us with iPads. That said, it would avoid Mandy and Beth having to deal with all of the printing of materials that they have to do and so forth. And if we did move to that type of electronic mechanism, we would eliminate paper altogether. So it's not like an either or, you know, people can have to choose one or the other. It's kind of all in or all out.
So we wouldn't have these sort of things.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, I had pushed it just from the standpoint that, again, from a council standpoint, obviously, they've moved in that direction and just kind of, taking their lead on this and knowing how much work that Mandy and Beth have to do in support of planning and zoning as well, thought it was an appropriate topic, for us to consider. So, and then Jim or Joe, anything else to add, given that you guys have been part of this discussion before?
Nothing to add, but we're going to have a discussion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the fence. I feel strongly both ways. I like the paper because I like to take notes, within the meeting, through the minutes, and then follow up, which I do quite often. But that being said, it seems a waste to print all this paper just for that, because I have a pad here also I can take notes on. So I'm willing to switch to the electronic mode. Mm-hmm. But I do not have an iPad, so I would be one of those people that would need an iPad.
Yeah. And within the software, you do have the opportunity of making notes and so forth, right, Beth?
Yes, sir.
You ever seen these fat fingers type notes? No, I'm fine with it.
Okay. And then, Jim, anything else to add?
No, my only comment was what I made earlier is... how your budget's gonna be?
I guess it'll be. It should be fine. Mm-hmm. It should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, we wouldn't want to burden Mandy with this if we didn't really want it. So there's no reason to kind of pursue it. But if we want it, then she's got a little bit of work to do to try to make it happen.
Yeah. I've got some in mind and some in John's budget. something I can make it work.
You said you weren't ever going to use that.
No. We're special.
So, Craig, anything else to add?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay. And then with our new members?
Will these be provided by the town, or are we going to use our own?
There's an option there.
That's an option for you. If you want to use your own, you can use your own. Mm-hmm. And we can give you the app to use. If you don't have one, we can buy one.
Okay. Now, we talked about this last time. I kind of forget. The app that you have only works on iPads. It's not on laptop computers, right? So we have to have
You can use your laptop if you want. You can just get it from our website.
Right. But what we're talking about here is an app that would go on an iPad only. Okay.
Yep.
You don't even have to go on the app or the iPad. You can still just go to the website.
Okay.
Yep.
So the app on the iPad does nothing more than the website does? Same thing?
I think so.
Well, no, you can add it on it, and that's where you can make your notes.
Oh, that's
really
good.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean,
okay. That's hard, but otherwise you can just...
Yeah,
then I don't need one. I'll use my laptop then.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is the option, mm-hmm. And I think, with the iPad, the way that Mandy and Beth would have it set up for us is that there would be bookmarks mm-hmm. that would be able to have us get quick access to all the respective information that we would like.
So I'll go like this and look at yours.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no security concern with us putting it on our own private devices, is there?
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's confidential.
I can give you the same bookmarks that I have on yours.
Yeah.
So you just stop by and I put it all on there for you. Yeah. And you'd be good to go. Okay. If you don't want to have to juggle.
Any thoughts?
I think it's a good idea. Just out of curiosity, I know you said town council uses the iPads. Do other communities use them too? Or just the planning and zoning?
Just planning and zoning.
Mm-hmm. We're the only committee that also has the support of Beth and Mandy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like that.
Okay. Now, as an alternate though?
Last time we didn't.
Yeah. We wouldn't
do an
iPad if you became a full member.
Yeah. So you would, without having benefit of the paper, do you have a laptop?
Yeah, I can bring mine.
So it would just be bringing your laptop and then accessing it.
Yeah, you have an iPad.
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. But as long as you can get access to the town's website, all the materials are on there already.
Yeah.
Oh, would we need it connected to a phone? Or is there Wi-Fi in here?
There's Wi-Fi in here. Okay. Yeah, they won't be set up here. They'll just be Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Okay, with that being said, how many do I need to purchase?
Yeah, that...
I'll use my own.
Yeah,
I've got a personal iPad.
And I would like to get a town. This one is kind of on its last legs.
Okay.
I use my PC.
I've got an iPad I could bring in. And
we can install the app if we bring it in. Okay.
Yeah, just let me know when you want to meet, or me or Mandy. We'll get you all hooked up.
Okay.
So everybody reach out individually.
Just set it up at your
set up a time.
Yep. And then we'll just assess where we are at next meeting to determine at what point we make the transition. What's up? At this point,
that may need to change in the future if someone leaves the board and then somebody comes on.
And that's not a problem. We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. All right. Thanks, everybody. All righty. And then moving on, and again, just for the benefit of the new members, Vice Chair Barlock has been leading an effort to go through each of our chapters. We started with 15, which is kind of the Bible for what typically planning and zoning would be focused on, and then started from 1 on to go through and look at primarily just grammatical, syntactical kind of changes that are needed to bring our current zoning requirements or any of the basically the rules and regulations that we go by to bring them current. and a lot of it goes back 20 plus years without ever having been touched. And so we've completed 15 and then 1 through 4. And now the next grouping is 5, 6, and 7, of which we discussed last month. The intent tonight would be to bring to conclusion the changes to 5, 6, and 7. That would then be presented to council at their April meeting. And given that it doesn't involve 15, there would be no public hearing. It would just be a direct council vote to adopt these changes. And so with that, Joe, if you want to take us through.
Okay, so with that said, I'm not going to go through every comment that I went through at the last meeting. I figure I will focus on the ones that we have changed, if we changed them during the last meeting or if they changed since. If you remember at the last meeting, there were actually three follow-ups, and I will discuss all three of those as I go through the paragraphs here. One follow-up that Jim was going to look at, Jim Eldridge, had to do with the privilege permits for massages, and we will cover that when we get to it in the document. Beth was going to look at who issues licenses, and that was taken care of. And I was going to meet with David Hegler to discuss some of the sewer questions that we had. And we actually discussed the entire Chapter 7. I went through every comment that we made in that chapter with Dave Hegler and Jim Messmer from Public Utilities. So I have some additional comments from them that have been incorporated into the document that was sent out with the agenda. So with that said, starting on page 7 of the agenda package, page 7 of 68.
Can you refer to my page numbers as well?
All right. Page number 2 or 7 of 68. All right. So from now on, I'm just going to go with that number 2. Is that good, Jim?
Yes, sir.
All right. Page number 2. You'll see up at the top there's 5.02.040 in the list of headings.
That needs to be reserved.
That's correct. That's my one change that I found. You'll see later on we actually deleted that entire paragraph, so that becomes reserved now. And that's it for that page. On page 3. At the last meeting, we discussed this, but item F for no open air bars has been deleted. We discussed it last time. We said we were going to delete it. It is now crossed out. Item number 502040, also, dancing in places where beer is sold, is also deleted. And I believe...
That's what we just looked at on page
2. Correct. That's the title we just looked at on the previous page.
It's correct in this draft, is that correct?
In the paragraph, it is correct. It says reserved. That is correct. On page number 4, the entire section of 5.06 has become reserved. And Jim, do you want to discuss this with the letter that you attached?
Yeah, as my memorandum points out, 2 points. One, the state now regulates anything to do with massage people and massage businesses. The definition the statutes provide for massage is so broad that I don't think anybody practicing that craft could come up with an exception to that definition. The state certainly regulates it. It's kind of like barbers or attorneys. The state has training requirements, educational requirements. The state issues the license. The state also levies the tax. When you leave that part of the statute and look at privilege license tax, massage therapy and body work therapy is listed in the privilege license statute as being a business that is taxed by the state. And further down in that same statute, it basically says if a business is listed in this statute, which means the state can tax it, there's a clear prohibition against the city or the county taxing it. So for all those reasons, I propose deleting that section in its entirety.
And Jim's memorandum is included as page 68 of 68, the last page of your packet. This is memorandum. All right, so based on that, the entire section 506 is gone. Right.
Gone and reserved.
Gone and reserved.
And I made a note to Beth because when you go to the beginning of these PTAs, the table of contents, the blue table of contents for the entire chapter were not included. So I made a note to Beth to, if there's anything she needs to change in that, to go ahead and make that change.
To make it reserved.
Right.
Okay, the next change is on page 11. You'll see the heading up top under 7.18 used to read garbage and trash.
Can I jump to page 9? No question. It's just a very minor thing. At the very bottom, it says under 02.070B, the prohibition shall not apply to any persons exempted from concealed carry permit. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's called the North Carolina Concealed Handgun Permit. It's not the carry permit, it's a handgun permit.
All right, so we should make that change. North Carolina.
Well, hang on a minute. Mandy raises a good point. They might be exempted under another statute. We could say exempted from a concealed carry permit.
Well, good. North Carolina doesn't have a concealed carry permit. We have a concealed handgun permit.
Well, if you let me finish.
Okay.
I was going to say a concealed carry permit, comma, C, for example, NCPS 14269B, comma. Just a suggestion. Y'all can do what you want.
Well, I'm reading mine, and it says North Carolina concealed handgun permit.
Right. And that's what I read, too.
You're reading your draft up?
His permit.
So what happens if you make this specific to North Carolina and somebody from South Carolina who's got an equal permit, are you not going to recognize that and only in lieu mm-hmm. of North Carolina? That's the point we're trying to make.
Well, I mean, it's referencing North Carolina statute specifically, right?
But you can use that as an example.
Well, you know, what we're saying here is that even if you have a permit, you still can't carry it. You know, that people are like police officers or other people that would be exempt from that could carry these type of weapons. That's really what this is saying.
Why don't we just say any person exempted under the requirements of NCGSS? And take the whole permit language out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. You know, so it'd be exempted from the requirements under NCG. Just take out concealed carry permit.
Mm-hmm. And we're sure NCGS 14-269B is.
Well, that's what exempts certain people from having to have a North Carolina handgun permit.
I think the suggested revision works. I'll double check the accuracy of the citation.
Okay. Okay.
So just take out concealed carry permit?
Right. And the other word, the, from the requirements.
Yeah.
It's a carry concealed permit according to the sheriff's office.
It's what?
It is a carry concealed permit according to the sheriff's office. I used to issue them when I worked there.
Oh, boy. Because I was specifically told it wasn't by the sheriff.
It's on their website. I just checked.
Huh. There's some confusion because our little things say concealed handgun,
right?
But we're proposed to take that out.
Yeah, let's just take it out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next page?
Okay, you got that, Jim. The next page, page 11, under the title up top, 7.18, where it says garbage and trash. will now read garbage, trash, and recycling. And everywhere throughout Chapter 7 from here on out, where it used to say garbage and trash, now says garbage, trash, and recycling. So I'm not going to point out those 20 different places, but it's a generic change throughout.
Okay.
Just to save us some time.
Joe, I did have a question on this page that I forgot until I saw it. Particularly since you conferred with Dave and Jimmy. 702020, first and second line. Do we have within the division, well, I know we got a public works department. Do we have a water and sewerage department?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sewer department. Water and sewer.
Mm-hmm. Not sewerage.
Okay, I'll make that a little
change. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right. That was 11. Page 13. We discussed this last month. I just want to point out what we did. About six lines down from the top, you'll see we crossed out the 25-cent fee that was not listed in the town schedule because that's silly. So we just got rid of that. Page 17. It first appears on the second line where it says Public Works Director. The correct title as per 2.0805 is the Department of Director of Public Works. So all throughout the document, from this point on, wherever it says Public Works Director, it has been replaced with the simple acronym DPW for Director of Public Works.
And Joe, you'll run into that same issue for different directors when we continue.
When I get to the other chapters, yes, sir, I'll try to catch it up front rather than in the back this time, next time. All right. Page 20. Right up on the first line, we got rid of that maximum concentration of 1,600 pounds per 200 parts, and it's also down on number 5 on that page. We had a discussion on that last meeting, and it's not necessary. So we took it out. It's a description that I was adding, so it's really unadded. Page 22. In 708030, I have confirmed that we do not have a connection to the new Hanover County sewer in Curie Beach. So I have stricken that out. And that was confirmed through David and Jim. Next page is 31. Down towards the bottom, little item D, where we added the Universal Stormwater Management Plan map, where it used to say USMP. We just added the words. We discussed that a bit last meeting, and it is now in the document correctly, as we discussed. All right. Page 53. This was one of the items that specifically we wanted to go back and talk to Dave Hegler about, and he is okay with the wording the way it appears in front of you now with the red line stricken out to get rid of all of that one-year grace period and all that immediate threat and basically just say, if you're in violation, the property person said connection shall remove the connection, period. The one-year grace is gone. That was 20 years ago.
Joe, you know, it could be bullets, and I'll be the first to admit that I don't like Microsoft bullets, but you see how two's got a cross mark through it? Is that an error? Two should not be crossed out?
You know, when you look at it on the computer, it doesn't have that.
When you do no markup shown, it looks okay?
It should not be crossed out. I saw that also, and I don't know why it appears crossed out. But when you look even on the website now, it's not crossed out, and you copy it over, and somehow it gets crossed out.
But when it gets published online, the two needs not to be, the two stays.
The two stays, yes, definitely. Good catch, Pam. All right, page 57. Now, this is just again pointing out, this is 7.18, where garbage, trash, and recycling. So really, from this point forward, it appears multiple times throughout the section. So you'll see that. Page 58, there are three new definitions that have been added. Items 3, 4, and 5 on the top of page 58. I'm not going to read them out loud, but you can see the first definition is for recycling. Then there's a definition of hazardous waste and a definition of electronic waste. So I'll give you a second to read those definitions, and then if there's any questions, or we'll move on. And this is actually when I was speaking with Dave Hegler about recycling and about adding something, information about recycling. He's the one that pointed out, well, we don't talk about hazardous or electronic waste either, so that's why that got added. Okay, on the same page 58, item B2 has been stricken out. We do not have any sanitary landfills in Kerry Beach. So, having it unlawful for a person to scavenge through something that doesn't exist, we're taking that statement out. Same area under B, there's items D and E. Those have been added, has to do with the hazardous waste. Item D and E are pretty much word for word right out of our webpage, where we do talk about hazardous waste, and we refer everybody to the New Hanover County hazardous waste collection sites. So we put that in here. Okay, page 59. All the way on the bottom, just to point out that $50 amount is not on the town fee schedule. So I believe when we present this to town council, we'll have to make a recommendation for Harlan to add that to the town fee schedule.
That's an ongoing project between Harlan and myself. There's some other civil fees that need to be addressed on the fee schedule, so we'll address that. But for our purposes, the capitalized last line, not on town fee schedule, that needs to be deleted.
Okay, and then you'll handle that with Harlan?
Yeah, eventually. It won't happen when the council looks at these. It might, but yes.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And then I have one more page to go to, which is page 62. The third line down, there's a statement that says, which is mandatory throughout the town. This is talking about recycling. At the last meeting, we changed that wording to required rather than mandatory. But I moved that statement up to 7.18.010, where the definition of recycling is. So the actual definition of recycling that we added previously now says, which is required throughout the town.
So 62 is okay as it is?
Oops. Yes, it's okay as presented in red and blue, or red and black. And that is the last substantial change, other than the hundreds of syntactical things. That's all I have.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your work.
That's a lot of work. Yeah, absolutely.
Once again.
I would like someone to motion that we present this to town council.
Yes.
Well, yeah, with a recommendation.
Recommendation
in your motion. Unless there's any further questions.
I'll make a motion to present the documents discussed with the associated revisions to town council with a recommendation to approve.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, carries. Nice work, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I didn't have a hearing or...
So how many hours did you put into this?
Oh, I have no idea, but so far Chapter 7 has been the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, we're halfway there.
Then I'm going to start over again. And catch the things that I learn as I go along. No, that's okay.
All right, well, that concludes this evening's agenda. We're
halfway there.
We are going to have an HPC meeting following planning and zoning, but do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.